This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Southeastern Community College is denying that it wrongfully terminated two former employees. Susan Dunlay and Beth Deacon filed their own individual lawsuits against the college on the same day. Dunlay says she was forced to take early retirement after 20 years on the job as the result of an ongoing hostile work environment. She says it resulted from repeated harassment due to her age. Beth Deacon says repeated harassment in a hostile work environment also forced her to resign after nearly 3 years with the college, but she says she was harassed because she was a woman and because she was a whistleblower. Deacon says she told her supervisors that her co-workers were helping inmates at the prison in Fort Madison cheat on tests to boost graduation rates. The women have each requested a jury trial. They are seeking financial compensation. In court documents filed this month, SCC is denying all of the allegations. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.